Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith. Hey everybody, Chad Wesley Smith here, bringing you another episode of the Jug Life Podcast. I am joined, as always, by... Mapley, Max Montana. We're here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada for IPF Raw Classic Worlds. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. A little syrupy.
What do you think holds my hair up, slick? Maple syrup on everything. So today we're going to be previewing IPF Worlds, which are already in progress. They're like 11 days long, 12 days long. So we'll just be previewing the open class, but there's already been some great lifting in the masters and juniors and sub juniors. So we are, as you listen to this, on the eve of the open class lifters beginning on Wednesday, but already in the masters, Susie Gary dominated the master 2 women 52 kilo class about as much as it could be dominated. Literally setting a Masters 2 world record on every attempt.
That's got to feel pretty good. Just every single thing you touch turns into a record.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is pretty remarkable. As well as Dalton Lacoe, who is a junior 53 kilo lifter. He became one of only very few people in history to ever pull 5 times his body weight.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And in doing that, his 271.5 kilo deadlift broke the 59 kilo open world record deadlift held by Sergei Fedosyenko. And anytime you're breaking a Fedosyenko record, that's a tremendous accomplishment, especially as a junior, especially as a weight class below him. So big congrats there. Another junior lifter taking an open world record in the deadlift was Clifton Faux, a Canadian lifter who pulled 285.5 in the 66 kilo class. God. So just these kids.
These numbers are just retarded.
They're getting pretty
damn
pretty strong. I mean, that's phenomenal pulling. And be remiss if we did not mention our own Team Juggernaut, Joanne Ada. I guess you guys have like a special connection.
It's a semi-special connection.
So proud of Joanne. She won the bronze medal in the 63 kilo Masters 1 division. So her first time here at IPF Worlds. About this time last year, she was winning the Masters Worlds in weightlifting.
Yeah, about 14 months ago.
Yeah, so pretty cool for her. She also won the gold medal for oldest of the Masters 1 lifters. So
it's a race. Everything in Joanne's life's a race, and you got to win.
With the 10-year spreads there, to have be 48 lifting against people who are 40, that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
So congrats to Joe. Big squat PR for her, 142.5 kilos. Lifetime PR even compared to when she's lifting in wraps.
Yeah, she looked really good too. Yeah. I think there's one more highlight you're missing on there is that guy that he did a 3,014 total, I believe. I don't think he was actually participating in this particular world championships, but
there's multiple worlds going on. parallel universes. The alternate universe.
Different level of standard of judging and allowable rules, but still nonetheless a phenomenal feat.
And then I think set a new world record in the old man toss. But so moving on to some highlights for the upcoming open class and world. So some different storylines for you to follow along with throughout the week. If you haven't watched the live stream for the IPF events before, they really do a phenomenal job. I mean, many different angles and good replays, all kind of stuff. Far and away, I think the best and most consistent live streaming, and because they're smart enough to do it through YouTube, yeah, it actually works.
Yeah, it's really high quality. I mean, it's like it looks like a professional broadcast, you know? They're switching angles, and it's good.
So, lead things off with one of the first classes, but certainly the most important one to me, the 52-kilo women who will be lifting at 1 p.m. local Calgary time on Wednesday. And that's, you know, Marissa is the defending world champion, the world record holder. And that's going to be one of the probably biggest head-to-head matchups as Marissa goes against Joy Nanami from England. And Joy is the world record holder in the deadlift in the 52-kilo and 57-kilo class. She's pulled 192.5 at 52 and 200 kilos at 57. And Joy is nominated at 427.5, which is just 2.5 kilos short of Marissa's world record total. So I think last year at Worlds was kind of a breakout performance, coming out party for Joy, as she finished second or third, in which what was a really exciting competition. You know, Marissa had some trouble in the squat there, and actually came out of the squat out of first place by 13 kilos in fourth overall, I think, coming out of the squat. And we just had to be consistent and make lifts and chip away, and just sort of stay the course through our plan there. And she ended up with the win. And she's had great training. After Worlds last year, she was dealing with some sciatic issues through Nationals. So we got kind of back on track at the Arnold with pretty good training there, but it had been 4 or 5 months of affected training through that sciatic stuff. So she's had great training, several squat PRs this training cycle, 140 for a triple, 145 for a double, considering she had never done more than 300 pounds, so more than 136 kilos for even two reps.
Yeah.
To come out with that 140 for three was huge, but, you know, when you have reduced amount of drop sets on the line, anything goes. I mean, I just need to tell her that, you know, if she misses a squat here, that we're going to go in the back room and for drop sets.
Oh, that's a that's a powerful motivational tool. That's 90% of the reason you use drop sets. Yeah. It's the bargaining chip they offer you later.
Yeah, so she's squatted really well, benched consistently as always. 97.5 kilos in the gym, just equaling what she's done in competition for the American record. And then deadlifted a couple PRs along the way, like 177.5 for a triple, 390 for a triple. And I'm just always confident that she's going to come and compete hard and proud of what she does.
Yeah.
So excited to be there helping her out for hopefully her second consecutive world championship, and maybe a new world record to go along with it. On the men's side, Friday at 8 a.m. will be the 74 kilo class for the men, and that is that's gonna be Taylor Atwood, and like, how big can Taylor Atwood go?
Yeah,
because at the Arnold he put on a master class in powerlifting. On the Grand Prix stage, he weighed in just over his class, as it was a Wilkes meet, so he didn't need to cut weight, but barely over the class. He weighed in at 75.7 kilos and totaled 782.5, which is 30 kilos over the total world record in the 74 kilo class. So
as long as he doesn't lose 30 kilos on his total with a 1.7 kilo cut, he should be fine.
Yeah. So, just a phenomenal lifter, well-rounded in all the lifts, very strong. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, how aggressive they can be, because the first priority, of course, at Worlds is win the world title. So sometimes people are a little bit more conservative in their attempt selection. But if things can go to plan for him, he's gonna have an all-time performance. And likely the most competitive of the women's classes, this year will be the 63 kilo women, in which there are five women nominated within 20 kilos of each other, between 490 and 470. And this one is a bit of an interesting change, because last year, the 63 kilo women, normally dominated by Jen Thompson, she was absent from Worlds, dealing, rehabbing her from hip surgery. And the results were meh. I think it was 457.5 that won last year. And now there's at least five women nominated over that total.
Wow.
Including two Americans, Jennifer Thompson, the world record holder, and Samantha Calhoun is an at-large, was an alternate for the Team USA, but great lifter. And then along with that, you also have Canada's Maria Hati, and I think someone who a lot of people are interested to see how she does, Isabella von Weisenberg from Sweden, as well as Slovakia's Ivana Horna. And it's definitely JT's class to lose. 499.5 kilo total at the Arnold. If she makes lifts, no one is beating her.
Yeah.
And her training looks super strong. Like, seems like she's likely to go over 500 kilos. But it's Worlds. Anything can happen. The other, I think, real interesting thing there will be von Weisenberg, who last year was third place in the 72 kilo class and is now coming down to 63 kilos and has very, very strong looking training. 200 kilo training squats, 220 kilo training deadlifts.
Oh yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
But at the Arnold, she lifted in the Grand Prix and weighed, I want to say, 70.3 kilos. Like, that was the beginning of March. We're in June now, and that's not a...
Yeah,
that's not that far apart.
That's a lot of weight to lose in that period of time.
Yeah, and she's still... she's been hitting big training lifts. And I know she squatted 200 kilos in training and pulled 220, but as we look at some of her more recent ones here, if we can find her listing of body weight. The last body weight I remember her listing was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. This is probably one.
Wow, she looks pretty slovenly in that picture. You can see all the veins under the skin on her abs.
So this was on May 25th, saying that she's 67 kilos and shredded at 67 kilos.
Wow.
And as someone who coaches a shredded 63 kilo lifter, now former 63 kilo lifter, who would be very lean, not quite that lean, at 66.5, 67 kilos in Kristen Dunsmore.
That's hard.
Those are she's going to have a bad next couple days as she goes down to 63 kilos, and it's just tough to predict. Even though she might be lifting great on, at 66 kilos and at 65 kilos, every gram is going to matter. Yeah.
It makes a big difference. More and more,
the closer you get to body weight, and that's something we see with like Alyssa Ritchie, one of our weightlifters who at 49.5, to 50 is lifting
2 or 3% difference in strength.
Yeah, I'd say from 49.5 to 51, she's lifting about the same numbers, but that last kilo, 3/4 of a kilo down to 48 really is a hit for her.
That last kilo comes out of your soul, so I think it really takes some of your strength away. This girl is extremely lean at 67.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see. That'd be really interesting to see what happens with that kind of weight cut. Unless that number isn't accurate, unless she's actually, 64 or something like that right now.
Yeah, which I can't.
I doubt that, but yeah, more power to her if she can make that cut and stay strong, because that is, that's a ways to go.
Yeah, and in general, I'd say that body weight affects the bench press the most.
Yeah.
And she's not a particularly strong bench presser to begin with, relative for that class. So we'll see. Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure why she wanted to go down to 63, because she was already the bronze medalist at 72. Yeah. And then with Kim Walford situation and not competing this year, she was almost a lock for silver. Almost a lock for silver at 72. And granted, in the 72s, Sweden has another very strong lifter, so maybe it was some kind of team decision for them. But yeah, she's in a going to be an intense five-way battle to try and even make the podium.
Yeah.
And, you know, competing against the best people, that's great. And if that's why she wanted to go to 63 for harder competition, more power to her. But that'll be interesting to watch and see if she can make these big lifts that she's been doing in training now at the lower body weight. In the 83, and those 63 kilo women are lifting at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Then 5 p.m. on Friday will be the 83 kilo men. And this is going to be a pretty stacked class. And I think one of the more anticipated head-to-head battles since 2 years ago in the 83 kilo men, which was Brett Gibbs and John Hack. This year is Brett Gibbs and Russell Orhi. And, you know, Russell's really burst on the scene. Huge performance at Nationals.
Yeah.
Really strong guy. Very popular social media. You know, Brett Gibbs has been around lifting the IPF, lifting big numbers for a long time. I think had some inconsistent performances. Like last year, I believe he bombed out in the deadlift.
Oh, okay.
Or only made one deadlift. I think he made one deadlift, made a big jump, and missed it twice, and ended up losing out on gold with that, or getting silver. So we'll see how he does there. I mean, Brett's got a great coach in Mike Teixeira. Russell coached by Mr. Joey Flex. I don't think that's his real last name, but Joseph Frenzati, something like that. So that's going to be a great battle. Two very, very strong lifters. And, you know, if they're not careful, there are two very strong lifters right behind them from Kazakhstan and Russia, who are seated with 780 and 778, where Russell is at 793 and Gibbs at 788. So that's going to be a close battle as well in the 83s. And I think, you know, one of the more anticipated since that same Hack versus Gibbs.
Yeah, that'll be really cool to see.
In the 84 kilo women's, which is Saturday at 1 p.m., Daniela Mello from the U.S., this will be her first Worlds as an open lifter. Yeah, she's competed as a junior and sub-junior before. Just tremendously talented. You know, going to squat over 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Big deadlift. She is seated second in the 84 kilo women, so it'll be exciting to see how she responds to the open class and what she can do there, and if she can make one of these, you know, two. I want to say she's been squatting like 227 in training. Let's look her up real quick.
Yeah, she's done at least 500, I think.
Yeah,
or maybe whatever, 495 or something.
Yeah, here's 452 for a double.
Yeah, really, really powerful squatter too. Yeah. It was 500 for
501 about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
big deadlifts.
Yeah, very talented.
So it'll be exciting to see how she does, and she just seems like she's a real, you know, sweet, like,
yeah,
likable girl. There she is squatting 440 for six in a juggernaut tank top. So good job there.
There you go.
So good luck to Daniela in that 84 kilo class. The last two classes that are going to be real exciting is going to be the 105 kilo men's class, which last year was one of the most intense competitions. We have two American lifters in that class, Bryce Lewis and Garrett Blevins. Garrett was one of our favorite guests that we've had on the podcast. Yeah. Really great episode, so make sure to check that out. Christoph Wierzbicki is in there from Poland. Huge, huge deadlift. As well as Bryce Croswick, as Calgary Barbell. You may know him as on the YouTube, a Canadian lifter. And both Wierzbicki and Bryce, Canadian Bryce, not American Bryce. His last name is too hard for me to butcher that many more times. Are going to be taking good shots at the world record deadlift.
What's the deadlift record?
I want to say it's 380 or 385.
Right.
Maybe he did 400 last year. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, that number is so big now. Yeah, the 105 is pulling close to. I mean, those are ridiculous. Let's see. American Bryce versus Canadian Bryce. We have for world record deadlift.
390. Yeah, because I know that the Calgary Barbell Bryce Carswick. How do you think you say that? You're good at these names.
Krazik? I don't know.
Yeah,
the W's got to sound different than a W.
I think that he unofficial or he set an unofficial world record in the deadlift, because in the IPF you have to be at a world level meet to break the world record.
Right.
So both of those guys will be taking shots at that, and that's going to be a very, very competitive class. Five guys in real contention for the podium there. And then finally, Sunday at 2 p.m. is when you can tune in to the Ray Williams Show. And disappointing that Jezza whole, Robert Wilkes, Oceania, PA situation, that Jezza from Nauru will not be in attendance and pushing Ray in the squat. But I don't really know how much he needs to be pushed there.
Yeah.
It seems like the more weight you put on the bar,
just keeps going up.
The more he gets fired up and the easier he does it.
He is just something else.
Yeah.
It's completely different. From a different universe, basically.
And Canada's own Kelly Branton, he'll be lifting some big weights as well. But, yeah, Ray is just so well-rounded with the world record squat and world record deadlift. No one's going to be catching him unless he had like a 3-for-9 or 4-for-9 type of day. So it's always exciting to watch Ray and see the huge weights that he will lift. I mean, he's lifting, making squats and sleeves that 4 years ago, people weren't doing, untested lifters weren't doing in wraps, and I don't think that people even ever conceived of being done in sleeves.
Yeah, no, they're humongous. Yeah,
yeah.
He was that 490 he tried at Raw Nationals.
Yeah,
would have been. I mean, that's a groundbreaking feat in and of itself, in that no one, how many people have done that untested? Two?
In wraps.
Untested in wraps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable to imagine how strong Ray is.
Yeah. So always exciting to watch him. So those are some of the highlight classes that we have to look forward to over the next 5 days at IPF Classic Worlds here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Tune in on the live stream. We'll definitely be updating on Instagram and stuff about Marissa's performance, so go ahead and cheer her on. Upcoming events we have next weekend we will be in Texas on Friday the 22nd at Arlington Strength for a free squat clinic and Jug Life Live. And then on that Saturday, June 23rd, we'll be at D-Town CrossFit for a free snatch clinic and Jug Life Live. You can sign up for both of those. You have to, even though it's free, you got to reserve your spot under the events section at store.jtsstrength.com. Also, sign up for the Performance Summit Sunday, August 19th, on Long Island. which will be
not in Long Island.
Yeah, which will be Max, myself, Dr. Mike, Dr. Quinn, and Dr. James talking about technique, programming, nutrition, mobility, and recovery. So pretty much all the stuff you need to know about to be a better lifter, a better coach. And you can also get some CEUs for the NSCA through that. You can find The Jug Life on YouTube. Not this week on YouTube because we don't have Shorty with us. But YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and thejuglife.com. If you like it, go on iTunes, give us a 5-star review. It helps us climb up the ranks there so more people can listen to us ramble on about lifting things. Subscribe to our YouTube, 3, 4, 5 videos a week now, thanks to the world's strongest videographer, Shorty Sedang. Every week we're trying to bring you, we've got Strength History Minutes on there, powerlifting content, weightlifting content, Jug Life podcast, all the Pillars series. Go on, check those out, subscribe to the channel, maybe share video with your friends who need some help as well. If you're interested in coaching for powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman, super total, or power building, visit juggernautcoaching.com. We've got programs for all different levels of lifters. Max, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, max_Ada, or on Facebook, or maxjtsstrength.com.
I'm Chad Wesley Smith, at Chad Wesley Smith, and at Juggernaut Training on Facebook and Instagram, filling up your news feed all day. This was another episode of the Jug Life Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.